now.
There was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David, and David became steadily stronger, while the house of Saul became steadily weaker. Sons were born to David in Hebron. His firstborn was Amnon by Ahinoam the Jezreelite, and his second Chileab by Abigail the widow of Nabal the Carmelite, and the third Absalom the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmai king of Geshur, and the fourth Adonijah the son of Haggith, and the fifth Shephatiah the son of Abital, and the sixth by David's wife, Ava. These sons were born to David in Hebron. Now it happened that while there was war between the house of Saul and the house of David, Abner was strengthening himself in the house of Saul, and Saul said to Abner, "Why have you gone into my father's concubine?" Then Abner became very angry over Ish-bosheth's question and said, "Am I a dog's head that belongs to Judah? Today I show kindness to the house of Saul, your father, to his brothers and to his friends. That woman, may God do so to me, and more so, if as the Lord has sworn to David, I do not accomplish this for him, to transfer the kingdom from the house of Saul, and to establish the throne of David over Israel, and over Judah, from Dan even to Beersheba." And Ish-bosheth could no longer say a word in response to Abner because he was afraid of him.
Send messengers to David at his place, saying, "Whose is the land? Make your covenant with me, and behold, my hand shall be with you to bring all Israel over to you." And he said, "Good, I will make a covenant with you. Require one thing of you, namely that you shall not see my face unless you first bring McCall, Saul's daughter, when you come to see me." So David sent messengers to Ish-bosheth, Saul's son, saying, "Give me my wife, McCall, to whom I was betrothed, for 100 foreskins of the Philistines." Ish-bosheth sent men and had her taken from her husband, from Paltiel the son of Lach, and her husband went with her, weeping as
him go return. So he returned. Now Abner had a consultation with the elders of Israel, saying in time past you were seeking for David to be king over you. Now then do it. For the Lord has spoken regarding David, saying, by the hand of my servant David, I will say, David at Hebron. David held a feast for Abner and the men who were with him. Abner said to David, let me set out and go and gather all Israel to my Lord the King, so that they may make a covenant.
Joab came from a raid and brought a large amount of plunder with them. But Abner was not with David in Hebron, since he had let him go and he had gone in peace. When Joab and all the army that was with him arrived, they informed Joab, saying, Abner, the son of Ner, came to the king, and he has let him go on his way, and he's gone in peace. Then Joab came to the king and said, what have you done? Behold, Abner came to you. Why then have you let him go, so that he is already gone? Came to gain your confidence and to learn of your going out and coming in, and to find out everything that you are doing. When Joab left David's presence, he sent messengers after Abner, and they brought him back from the well of Sidon, but David did not know about it. So when Abner returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside into the middle of the deep to speak with him privately. And there he struck him in the belly so that he died on account of the blood of his brother, Asahel. Afterward, when David heard about this, he said, I and my kingdom son of Ner may turn upon the head of Joab, and on all his father's house, may there not be eliminated from the house of Joab someone who suffers a discharge, or has leprosy, or holds a spindle, or falls by the sword, or lacks bread. So Joab
Nadab and his brother Abishai killed Abner because he had put their brother Asahel to death in the battle at Gibeon.
David said to Joab and to all the people who were with him, tear your clothes and put on sackcloth and mourn before Abner. And King David walked behind the bier, and they buried Abner in Hebron, and the king raised his voice, wept at the grave of Abner, and all the people wept. And the king sang a song of mourning for Abner, and said, should Abner die as a fool dies? Your hands were not bound, nor your feet put in bronze shackles. As one falls before the wicked, you have fallen. And all the people wept over him again. And all the people came to provide food for David in his distress while it was still day. David vowed, saying, may God do so to me, and more so, if I taste bread or anything else before the sun goes down. Now all the people took note of David's vow, and it pleased them, just as everything that the king did pleased all the people. Then the king said to his servants, do you not know that a leader and a great man has fallen in Israel this day? And I am weak today, though anointed king. And these men, the sons of Zeruiah, are too difficult